Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name's Marcus Brunzi.
I'm Sean.
How you doing, Sean?
Very well, man. Very well.
Nice. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. We'll get into that in just a second, I guess. This is the show where Sean and I check out the internet and talk to you about it. We also kill some time with something to do. It could be some technology. It could be a day out like it was in last week's episode. Sean, this is episode 40. 4-0 of you and I.
I thought it was at least 80.
Yeah, you know what they say.
Slog.
Time is a slog when you're sitting next to somebody you don't like.
That was a nice way of putting it, man. That was really sweet, actually.
Shout out to our good friend that we know. He knows we're talking about him when we say we don't like him. We don't like you, bro.
We hate you, fam.
Don't like you, bro. We hate you. You're not our guy. You get me? You're not our guy. Sorry, internet guys. You just saw the camera flying around. It was me. Anyway, this is the show where Sean and I check out the internet. It's very, very simple. We start off the show with our jokes of the week. We also like to call it
jokes of the week.
Week. A woman decides to have a facelift for her 50th birthday. She spends 15 grand on it and looks sensational. On the way home, she stops at a newsstand to buy a newspaper before leaving. She says to the clerk, "Oh, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how old do you think I am?" "About 32, he says. "Nope, I'm exactly 50, says the woman. A little while later, she goes over to McDonald's and smarmily goes to the counter girl. "How old do you think I look?" The girl replies, "I think about 29. With a big smile, the lady says, "Nope, I'm 50. While waiting for the bus to go home, she asks an old man waiting next to her the same question. "How old do I look?" He replies, "Lady, I'm 78. My eyesight is going. Although, when I was young, there was a surefire way to tell how old a woman was. And it sounds very forward, but it requires you to let me put my hands under your bra. Then, and only then, can I tell you exactly how old you are." There's a little bit of silence, and then the woman's curiosity gets the better of her. She finally blurts out, "What the hell? Go ahead." He slips both of his hands under her blouse and begins to feel around very slowly and carefully. He bounces and weighs each of the breasts and gently pinches each of the nipples. He pushes the breasts together and rubs them against each other. After a couple of minutes, he says, She goes, "Okay, well, how old am I?" He completes one last squeeze of the breasts, removes his hands and says, "Madam, you are 50 years old." The woman's stunned and amazed, and she goes, "That's incredible. How could you tell?" He says, "I was behind you at McDonald's." Did you see that coming?
Yeah. I did see it coming, yeah. But only because I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
I've seen it a lot. I've seen it after that one.
All right, man.
Right. A tribe of Indians is holding a man captive. He's been sentenced to die by the chief. He asks if there's any way he can avoid being killed. The chief tells him there is only one way. He has to go up into the mountains, fight the huge grizzly bear until one of them gives up. Then he has to sleep with the ugliest woman in the tribe. The man accepts the challenge and heads into the mountains. There is a young Indian scout with him as a witness and to keep him from running away. Two days passes and the man returns. He's bruised, bloody, scratched. He can barely walk. He crawls his way to the chief and asks, "Okay, where's this woman I'm supposed to fight?"
Once, I like that. That got me. That got me. Because I was like, where is this? Okay. Right. Once there was a farmer who was very protective of his three daughters. One day, the three daughters told the farmer that they were going on a date. So the farmer says, okay, cool. He's protective. So he grabbed his shotgun. So the farmer, being the protective father that he was, grabbed the shotgun and walked outside. Suddenly a car pulled in and a man stepped out. He went up to the farmer and said, hey, my name's Freddy and I'm here for Betty. We're going for spaghetti. Is she ready? The farmer called for Betty and the first daughter, she came on down the stairs and off Betty went into the car and she had a good night, we presume. 30 seconds later, a second car pulled in. Another man stepped out and went up to the farmer. Hey, my name is Joe and I'm here for Flo. Is she good to go? So the farmer called Flo, the second daughter. The man led her to the car, went inside and then they drove off. Another 30 seconds passed and the final car pulled in. A man stepped out and approached the farmer and said, hi, my name is Chuck. And the farmer shot him. I've butchered it. I've scoured so many jokes.
I swear I have like an encyclopedic knowledge now. As soon as you started, I was like, Chuck.
I fucked that one up. I'm sorry, man.
I would tell you. Okay.
Wait, you said you picked that one, but you were like, nah, that's not good enough.
I've seen it previously. I remember it.
All right, cool.
All right. Some guy. It's called Johnny Bravo. It's about a 30-year-old guy who still lives at home with his mum. His best friend is a child who lives next door and his only goal is trying to get laid. It's for kids. Cartoon Network exec ripping a line of coat. Fuck yeah, dude.
Bro, ain't that true though?
It's so
wild. Isn't that true? Bro, Cartoon Network was wild, bro, back in the day. Ren and Stimpy.
That was so weird. As a kid, man, I used to be like,
I swear to God, there was an ox on it and you couldn't say the word cheese or cheddar around it. And one of them says cheese and he goes mad and starts grating his butt with a cheese grater. I swear to God.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, that sounds like Ren and Stimpy.
Bro, it was trippy,
there was,
man.
There was some weird. There was some, even like Cow and Chicken, and there were some weird ones.
Okay. What drug do you think they're on to get there? Because I think.
On what?
Or to get to those, some of those cartoons. So like Ren and Stimpy and Cow and Chicken. It can't be regular weed, can it? That's like, there's some LS Dizzle in there or something in it.
Yeah, there's some psychedelics.
Some psychedelics are in the mix to be like. Was it, remember Cow and Chicken? I am Weasel.
I R Baboon
was his
his nemesis.
Was his nemesis. Wild. I love that, man. Oh, man. Anyway, right. Two bored male casino dealers are waiting at the craps table. A very attractive woman arrives and bets $20,000 on a single roll of the dice. She says, I hope you don't mind, but I feel much luckier when I'm completely nude. And with that, she strips down, rolls the dice and says, come on, baby, mama needs some new clothes. As the dice comes to a stop, she jumps up and down a few times and squeals, yes, yes, I've won. She hugs each of the dealers, picks up her winnings and her clothes and quickly departs. The dealers stare at each other, dumbfounded. Finally, one asks the other, what did she roll? The second one says, I don't know, I thought you were watching.
Oh, I like that. Three retired surgeons were bragging about their accomplishments. One doctor bragged that he had a patient shot with two legs missing from a tractor accident. He fixed him all up and he became the greatest basketball player of all time. The next doctor bragged that he had a shark bite patient with his arms bitten off. He fixed him up and he became a superstar NFL quarterback. The third doctor laughed at them and said, oh yeah? Well, one time I had a patient arrive after being in a catastrophic car accident. The only thing that they were able to recover was his arsehole and a bag of Cheetos. I sewed him back together and he went on to become the president of the United States. Oh, that one tickled me, sir.
Oh, that's everyone. I like that. Smacked it. All right. I got a couple more for you. Here you go, right.
Okay.
A bus full of nuns fall off a cliff and they all die. They arrive at the gates of heaven and they meet St. Peter. St. Peter says to them, sisters, welcome to heaven. In a moment, I'll let you through the pearly gates and into heaven. But before that, I must ask each of you a single question. St. Peter turns to the first nun and asks her, sister, have you ever touched a man's penis? The sister responds, well, there was one time when I touched one with the tip of my pinky finger. St. Peter says, all right, sister, now dip your pinky finger in the holy water and you may go. And she did. So Peter turned to the second and says, sister, have you ever touched a man's penis? The nun replies, well, there was this one time I held one for a moment. All right, sister, says St. Peter, just wash your hands in the holy water and you may be admitted. And she did so. Suddenly there was a massive noise at the back of the line. One of the nuns is cutting in front of the others and pushing and knocking over the others. Sister St. Peter sees this and says, "Sister Susan, what is this? There's no rush." Susan responds, "I just want to gargle this holy water before Sister Mary dips her bloody ass in it."
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Oh, definitely haven't heard that one.
That's a good one. You know, I heard it before. It's a classic, man.
The story about why a guy can never get a date. Jeff walks into a bar, sees his friend Johnny slumped over the bar. He walks over and asks Johnny what's wrong. "Well," replies Johnny, "you know that beautiful girl at work that I wanted to ask out? But every time I saw her, I get an erection." Yeah, replies Jeff with a laugh. "Well," says Johnny, straightening up, "I finally plucked up the courage to ask her out. And she agreed." "That's great," says Jeff. "When are you going out?" I went to meet her this evening, continues Johnny, "but I was worried I'd get an erection again. So I got some duct tape and I taped my penis to my leg. So if I did, it wouldn't show." "Sensible," says Jeff. "So I get to her door," says Johnny. "I rang the doorbell. She answered it in the sheerest, tiniest dress you ever saw." "And what happened then?" Johnny slumps back over the bar again. "Kicked her in the face." That was one of the ones I was reading. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, man. A marine pulled into a very little town with only one hotel, but every room was taken, right? He pleads with the guy behind the counter, "Oh, please, man, you've got to have a bed somewhere I can sleep in. I don't care where." The guy behind the counter says, "Look, well, I do have a double room with one occupant, a Navy guy, yeah? He might be glad to split the cloths, but, you know, to tell you the truth, he snores so loudly that people in the adjoining rooms have been complaining about him in the past. I'm not sure it'd be worth it to you." The Marine said, "No problem. Give me that room. I'll take it." So the guy behind reception called through to the Navy man's room, who said it was cool as long as the Marine came in quietly, as he was already in bed. No problem, said the Marine, and he paid his half and went off to bed. The next morning, the Marine came down to breakfast, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. "How'd you sleep?" asked the manager. "Never better." "What?" said the manager. "There was no problem with the Navy man snoring." "Nope, I shut him up in no time," said the Marine. "How'd you manage that?" said the manager. He was already in bed snoring away when I came into the He was already in bed snoring away when I came into the room, the Marine man said. I went over, gave him a little kiss on the cheek and said, "Good night, beautiful." And then he sat up all night watching me.
Somehow that was worth it. Boy, that was smooth.
I'm so smooth. And I'm glad to say that's my last one for this section. Do you want to move on? Is that what it is? Thank you. All right, it's time for our killer bit. It's the time of the week where we talk about a way that we've been killing time with an activity, a bit of tech. We've done cars in the past, we've done events, we've done cruises. This time, we're doing what Sean is doing right now. We're drinking water. How on brand are you right now, Sean?
Yeah, I know.
How is that glass of water?
Filtered. Low TDS. Sliding down the gullet.
Is it sliding down, yeah?
It's nice. Very smooth.
Yeah, yeah, very smooth. So this week, I got my hands on a Noah water filter. I'll be honest, I've spoken to you about it outside of the show because, Sean, you know a little bit about water. Basically, it's a modular filter system.
You've only asked me regarding the fitments, but I don't actually know anything about the water filter itself.
Ah, well, Sean, you are in for a treat because I can answer almost any question you have apart from the ones I don't know the answer to. Right. And when it comes to those, I'll try my best. Do you know what I mean?
Cool,
but
cool.
Basically, I've been trying bits of water here and there and I've tried stuff. It started off with me trying out a flavored water device that kind of gave us this very interesting take on adding flavor to water without any sugar in it. And it was called Air Up. And ever since then, I've kind of like tried more filters.
That's just the smell capsules.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I tried one of those as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and since then I've tried more filters. I've tried more like bits and bobs here and there. And it's been nice. It's been an experience. But Noah have come with a new kind of energy. And if you look on their website, they'll tell you, you know, it's a modular system to filter your water, which is all good just saying that. But what does that mean?
That means you can connect other things onto it.
Exactly. It's modular in a few. Yeah, exactly. You can connect other things onto it. So basically how it works is you connect the unit between where the water comes into your kitchen or in your unit, in the studio here, inlet, and then you plug the other end of the machine to the outlet. And the bit in the middle does some filtering. The cool thing about it is it's very small, so it can fit under your counter. So the unit itself is like a long, I'd say, kind of, it's a long kind of rectangular
keyboardy
shape. So I'm picking up a keyboard. I'm thinking about keyboardy in length, and it fits under most regular counters. And I was worried about messing around with my water because I was like, I'm not a plumber. My plumber level is Super Mario level. That's how good I am at plumbing. I'm Super Mario level. But there's all of this.
Isn't he professional?
Well, let's just say I've never seen him fixing a leaky pipe.
That is also
so
true.
You get me? And let me, I mean, the pipes are so big he could go down them.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about. What does
they're
that
not
say
blocked,
about,
though.
They're not blocked.
They're not blocked.
Because he himself is going down in them. But I mean, if I had a plumber come around and I had a Bowser at the bottom of my plumbing, I don't know how I'd feel about that, man.
That's true. That's true.
And wait, were those pipes for Bowser's splats? Like, does that say a lot? Does Bowser eat a lot? Are we learning a lot from it? If he lived in the sewers, are they his sewers? Or is he just...
I don't know.
Is it his toilet? Is it?
I've never thought about it this deep.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, cool. Let's move on.
All I've got in my head now is.
So the Noah water filter basically connects in like that. So it's a small box that you go underneath and you connect it to power. I know a lot of newer kitchens have got power in them. So if you haven't got that, maybe you do need an electrician to help you kind of make sure you get a lead of power to the unit without, you know, because water and power, you need to make sure you deal with that safely. And it comes with all the instructions for how to connect it. Two adjustable wrenches, and I just use those just to open the inlet after I turn the stopcock off. Yeah, I know that. After I open the inlet, everything else was done pretty much was hand tightable. You could tighten it up with the wrench if you needed to connect bits, but it's all this kind of like click fitty kind of setup that works really. Yeah. Was it called
Push Fit?
Is that an actual plumbing thing? Push Fit. Yeah, it's all Push Fit stuff. All works together. And the filter is in the Noah device. And the great thing about it is that you just have a little remote control, which is like a very small donut, tiny donut, actually. Probably eat in one bite. A little ring remote control. And you run your tap, press a button, and the water becomes filtered.
It's nice that you can, like, you don't have to, like, wash your plates. Even if a dishwasher, you haven't washed your plates with filtered water. It feels like that's unnecessary.
Yeah.
So you can like flick it on just when you're going to use it for drinking water.
Yeah, man. So you can run it when it's all connected up, you run it and it just gives you regular water and you press the button and the water comes through the filter. All in all, it took me about 25 minutes to install. I did make one small mistake because I did an unboxing video.
Oh, you mentioned to me the O-ring.
Yeah. I did a mistake.
With the push fits, is like the O-ring slips off where it's supposed to be.
So it was it even
have a shower.
It wasn't even that. I did all that bit right. I took the filter out and was fiddling around with it while I was just like looking at it and filming it and stuff. And I slipped one of the rubber bits off the filter, which you shouldn't do. It was me doing it. Put it back in, and there was a little bit of that water was coming out of it, a tiny bit. Customer service. I got straight onto them, and they told me straight away, "Have you looked at the rings on the filter? I fixed it and it's sorted." So that was my bad. But it took about 25 minutes to put in. Not including that like 10 minute mess up that I did. But even that is amazing because I'm not a plumber. Put it in, popped it all together, ran some water through it for a couple of minutes, and there you go, I had filtered water. Now, first thing first, I guess you want to ask me, Sean, is how does it taste? But I guess you're drinking it. Filtered water, nice, good, good filter. Yeah. And then I also put it, and this is going to be interesting because I'm going to lead into something where I think is a bit of a build where it could go better than Noah, but also it's going to lead into why I think it's a very viable product, right? I put a TDS meter in some Noah water, put it in some bog old standard tap water, and I have some other filters here as well, which I have like a Skooma filter, which I've spoken about on the show before, and I have a Zero water filter, which is a passive filter. So I'll explain what they are properly. The Skooma water filter is a unit that sits on top of the desk. I pour water into it, I press a button, it makes some noise, filtered water comes out, and then it makes some more noise as it pre-filters some more water for me for next time, right? Cool. And the Zero, and that plugs into the wall. And the Zero water filter is a passive water filter. You put water in it, it's like a Brita water filter, and water comes out the bottom. I have a TDS meter that came with a Zero water filter. So I tested all of the waters, right? Tap water on the day that it worked. And by the way, I chilled all the waters to the same temperature. The tap water came out as 228 TDS, right? The Skooma came out at 25 TDS, and the Zero came out at 17 TDS, right? It's quite low. Is that quite good?
Yeah, it is.
And apparently, you know, it can be better depending on other variables, right? The Noah came out at 162. Stay with me though, right? It didn't perform as well as the other two filters, but there's two things that the Noah does that the other two filters don't. The zero water filter is great, but it's a passive water filter. So I need to fill it up from the tap, wait for water to come through it. Water takes a while to go through it. I don't put a glass of water in and a glass of water comes out.
I've got a Brita filter on the top of my kettle.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I feel the top bit and I'm waiting. I'm like,
come on.
And I end up just bypassing the filter and pouring it in the bottom.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're thirsty, innit? You want your drink or you want your coffee, your tea. The skooma water does deliver water immediately to you, but you have to once in a while or once every few litres, empty a little thing that it has with like an outlet with water that has been like, it's kind of like a wastewater area, which you can put on your plants, but I have to pour that down the sink. Then I have to fill up a jug. Yeah. Which usually is one of the other filter jugs, pour that into the main capacity of the skooma and then start the filtration process again. Right. The Noah, whilst I could be doing all those things, the Noah, I just turn the tap on and press a button, let it run. And I've got filtered water.
You know, man, this is leading me back to like the thing of sometimes what the outcome is doesn't have to be like absolutely perfect, but the convenience factor needs to be there.
And in this way,
it's, oh, I was going to say it's on tap.
It's on tap. There you go. Well done, Sean. Fantastic. Because I sat down and thought about it, you could just say, right, I want my water to have the least amount of TDS in it. But brother, I will guzzle a pint of water and I want another one. So that kind of, for me, the zero is harder to use because of that, right? But the Noah, run the tap and it's coming straight away. Also, that's why I think the Noah is better than the zero, right? Obviously, we're going to throw tap out of the equation here, right? Because unless you just like high unless you're like, I'm a TDS grime gangster, like, then yeah. And then the Skooma's great because it filters it well, but again, you have to fill it up, which is, it's cool, but it's just another thing you need to do. And it sits, and both of the two devices, I've just said, they sit on the side, whereas the Noah is tucked under the counter, and you look at it and I have a tap. It's just a tap.
Yep.
So in a world where I have an air fryer, microwave, toaster, kettle,
Worktop space is limited.
Worktop space
coffee
is limited.
Coffee machine.
Yeah, all of these things. Yeah, the less I have or out, the better for me. And instead, you just have this little tiny. Oh, I'm saying donut. I'm thinking of donuts now. Little donut shaped remote, which is great. But on the remote, there's a button, not just for filtered water. There's a button for chilled water, sparkling, heated.
So does it have all the things that you could modular wise add to it already on the remote?
Yes.
Okay, so for future proofed.
Exactly. And they are already in the process of getting the pre-orders through for their sparkling and cold, and their boiling.
Oh, yeah, that would be sick to have filtered water, boiling water on tap as well, sparkling water if required.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you would just flick through the different modes of your remote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all connect.
So when I connected the Noah, it had the outlets for the other units modular.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in a position now where also, so what I have all of that. One thing I want to get to first is I also have the capacity when I leave or if you move house, take it out, take it with you.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Done. And it comes with loads of fittings and fixtures and stuff. Even if my pipe was some really wild, random pipe, I could call up a plumber and get him over to get it in. And I feel like there's something nice to be able to take your water system with you and leave it unharmed. Do you know what I mean? Like leave the system back how it was when you had it, right? They're sparkling and chilled on the way, which should be quite easy to plug in because I've got the power source ready there for it. I've got everything plugged in. I just have to plug the modular units in. So
I'm just wondering about the chilled one because obviously it would need to be, the water would have to run through it like the opposite of a heat exchanger.
Yeah.
So that would have to be plugged in, right?
I would presume.
And you would have to, to run water or... Unless it has a cooling system in the same way that a wider nose will have a cooling system compared to a thin nose. I'm just saying if the water was to run through in a specific way, maybe it would cool the water down or something. I don't know.
To be honest, I don't know. And when they come out, I'm happy to try them out. I'm happy to discuss it on the show. You come down and we can talk through it. I really don't know how it works yet. I've not looked into it. I just looked into what I got my hands on.
You know one thing as well, bruv? TDS. is not, I don't think it's an exact science in the sense of the lower the number, that just definitely means it's better because of the good minerals that are in water as well.
That's so what I was thinking. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I don't know what a good TDS is. Like, are the 160 bits in there, two bits? Is that the good bits or the bad bits? Like, how do we know?
It's not antibiotics, isn't it? In the sense of you're going to get rid of everything. Yeah. But I mean, I think there's a lot of dissolved solids that are not good, but minerals and whatnot.
Yeah.
There are some good things in standard water.
Exactly. I will say this, though. I've been using it to make tea and coffees in a tea and coffee machine. I've only put filtered water
no
in. No lime scale in it. Yeah. So, and they do say it helps to reduce lime scale in there. And here's where I get onto another point, right, is with the Noah, with the tap Noah, the Noah, I feel like if they did want to have a unit that was slightly bigger, that had a more robust filter in it, I would be open to that. If they had a Noah Filter Plus, that's a product, or if they could find another filter to go into the device that was filtered more, I would be into that as well. Because technology is always progressing.
They could potentially improve the...
So they've left themselves a lot of room for improving. So
how many litres or what kind of length of time did they say?
4,000 litres.
Before filter change?
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, so it's
taking like 4 years to drink.
Yeah. It'll take me about 4 weeks. No, joking. So it has multi-layer filtration that purifies 4,000 litres down to 0.5 microns, reduces chlorine and chloramine for improved taste and colour, fills out heavy metals, viruses, pesticides and microplastics. There you go. You just need to have access to your sink.
Well, it's just such a nice colour.
It's
improved clearness.
It's a clarity. Nice clarity in that as well. Yeah. So I'm happy. Like I liked it. I've enjoyed it. I like that I had a little bit of a mishap as well, so I could get onto the guys and be like, "Hey, this happened. It was my mistake."
We'll see how good their customer service is.
Yeah, man. Right? Yeah, really good. So I would say, it's a big thumbs up from me. It starts at £299 for just the filtered module, and then the other modules. Let's see if we can find out what they're costing as well. I mean, the price obviously goes up. All the modules together, £1,300. And I think you can buy them separately for a cost that will cost you a little bit more.
Even something like a Kuka, like, you know, the Kuka taps.
Yeah.
Them by themselves are peas.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
So. And I presume, are they easy to, is it the tap? Everything has to come as, does it replace another tap or does it connect to your current tap, the Kuka taps?
No, the Kuka taps are another tap.
Okay.
So you probably have the option to do the other way. Yeah, the ones I've seen usually are like a separate.
I've seen separate taps, which is cool. We have a water system in the kitchenette outside in the office in another area where it delivers water and it's all a separate tap. So there's a regular tap and then there's like a cooled and hot tap. So, but this removes the need for that. So we have one mixer tap here in the studio, and that one mixer tap can give us tap water for washing dishes and stuff, can give us filtered water, normal hot water at the moment, but in the future we could get boiling water for
and
tea
chilled.
And chilled and sparkling, and sparkling all out of one tap.
Damn, son.
Nice, isn't it? It's nice. It's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's tidy as well, isn't it? It's out of sight. You've got everything on. You've just got everything there on tap. Like
exactly.
Whatever you want this. Yeah,
exactly. Cool. There you go. And the regular module is 12 by 12 centimeters and 46 centimeters in length. There you go. Simple. And then there's other units as well. I don't know if we're at a final place on what the sparkling and chilled unit is going to look like. I know the heated unit is the same dimensions, but the sparkling and chilled may be slightly bigger because you obviously need to do more. So what I'd say is, guys, before I report on that now, let me just get back to you when I get my hands on one of those and crack on from there. We've written an article about it. There's a YouTube video showing how I connect it all together as well, and my little mishap as well. And there's us tasting all the waters as well. I'm interested to see how the water, because there's a strong opinion about water on the internet, bro. I mean, there should be something that we all need. But yeah, man, that's my no. So that's my killer bit of the week, Sean. You get me? Do you want to share something with us, or should we move swiftly on?
Let's move swiftly on. Haven't been up to anything all that exciting.
Lahoo-za. Time for our stories of the week. We just got to go straight into it, Sean.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a headline that reaches out to you, punches you in the face, and you just have to get
kicks
stuck
you
into
in the
it.
Face.
Kicks you in the nuts. And you have to get into it. A student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million in an insurance scam wound up only getting $7,200 of that, and he now has to return that to his prosecutors.
I don't even know where to start with this one, man. Just a lot to take in.
There's a student that persuaded his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million, apparently.
What's worse?
Yeah.
This Donny, or the guy last week who fed his band member, his fellow band member hormones, female hormones, to steal his missus.
I mean, you're talking about the loss of two legs next to the loss of one.
Hey.
Hey, sorry. I mean, one of them, it's a weird one. It's a hard to pick because one of them was like pure malice. No, this is mad. I feel like there's some stupidity in here. For one, just a little bit. One from the guy who did it, obviously, like, I don't know who he is, but that's bad. But the person who thought that this would actually be, that would work. You have to, there's no scam. What you need to understand is insurance companies don't want to pay out when there is a real accident. There's a real accident that happens. There's real problems that happen. There's people that really deserve to get their insurance money that don't get it. We know this. It's a fact, yeah? There's dramatizations about this stuff. There's shows about this. So to think you can scam companies that have been doing insurance for years, yeah, is a mad one. But yeah, this student persuaded his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million in a scam where he only got $7,200 and he has to return it to his prosecutors. A student in Taiwan had his legs amputated to claim $1.3 million, like I said. The Criminal Investigation Bureau said that the man soaked his feet for 10 hours in dry ice to get frostbite.
Do you know what, man? I'm not going to lie. If you do that, you should probably get something at the end of it. $7,200. Man, this is a throwback to when you asked me whether I'd get that tattoo on the middle of my forehead for $10 million. This guy was like, no legs,
$1.3
will do.
I don't think honestly, I could mess around and say that I do a lot of stuff for $1.3 million, both of your legs.
Nah, man.
I might lose a little toe, though.
What, a little toe for $1.3?
Yeah, not a big one, though. Little toe, though.
They're both my little toes for $1.3.
Would you do one big toe?
What, for $1.3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lose a toe.
Fair enough.
I lose a toe.
Fair enough. But the pan black-fired when staff notice that his injury seems suspicious. You get me? They're like, oh.
If this guy went through 10 hours of severe pain.
Mm-hmm. He probably didn't feel the last bit of it, though, did he? Frostbite, you don't feel it, though, do you, at the end, do you?
I don't know.
But yeah, for the start would have been horrible. But I mean, like, how do you explain it? The nurses are like, this looks like a textbook case of frostbite from dry ice. What happened? Where do you begin with the excuses? We don't know what they said, but what do you say to the doctors when you roll in with both your legs like that?
I was driving home late and another car came and I swerved and I went into one of them dry ice pools and was stranded there. for 10 hours, just up to my legs, but I couldn't get out.
I left my feet at the bottom of the, I left my feet out at the bottom of the blanket. So,
left the window open.
Left the window open. You know, what
schoolboy error.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. School person error.
School person error. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Left where they are. University student. Classic students, eh? Anything to save the money. Left the window open. Yeah, I don't even know. What do you say? Like, you know, wore shorts when it was cold outside. I mean, if they lived in an Canada, there you go. If they lived in Canada, totally cool. But you saw a kid running around in a t-shirt on in Canada. Absolutely fine. So yeah, a university student in Taiwan, he had his legs amputated with a hope of reaching that payout, has been arrested for fraud. So the 23-year-old, gone badly, no legs and in trouble for fraud. I tell you what though, I don't think for this crime, I don't think he's going to walk at all. I think he's going to... I don't think he's walking. Oh, man. The 23-year-old, identified by his last name, Zhang, plunged his feet, like I said. A bureau said that a friend of Zhang's from high school, identified as Liao, persuaded him to carry out the insurance scam. Now, I think Liao...
Is this Donnie's mad persuasive?
Mad persuasive. Silver, you know, tongue. That friend at school that's like, hey, go on, just tell Sir to shut up, innit? Just say it once. Ask him a question. Say, shut up. Okay, sir. Go on, do it. No, man, I don't want to do it. I'll get in trouble. Yeah, go on. Tell him to shut up, man. Tell sir to shut up, man. Isn't it like that?
You know what's funny about it? This is you.
Me? I was never like this at school. I was like, I was a model student. Right? Yeah, sure. Hey, go on, just throw the ball of paper at sir, innit? Just throw the ball, Throw the ball at paper at sir. Hey, go on, cool. Yeah, man. Cool side dickhead, isn't it? Go on, say it.
Whispering people's ears, boy.
Yeah, man. Apparently, Liao, who I think, if I'm honest, needs to serve the same amount of time. Do you get me?
Wow. Wait.
Come on,
it does,
man.
No. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. It depends what capacity. If he turned around to Mr. Zhang and went, yo, man, we are broke. Like, and then just went... we could do is do like an insurance scam, yada yada yada, and his mate went, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I reckon we could. It's different if he was like, let me get you some dry ice, I'm gonna go find some, I'll invite you over to mine, like we'll have some dinner, put your legs in, like it depends, you know what I'm saying? How involved was this? How involved was Liao?
Did you just say it like, come to mine for dinner, I'll make us a nice spaghetti bolognese, watch the game or something?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Have a last meal for your legs. I don't know. Oh, I feel so bad for this guy. Do I feel bad for him? Because he's tried to scam.
He's scammed someone. Like, I think if you're going to do the scam, do your own legs. He should have done his own legs.
Nah, but if you're Liao now, you go... Glad it worked my legs.
Dodged the bullet there, mate. Dodged the bullet. But Liao suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency. So I think he was trying to make some dough back. He tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay $800,000, the investigators said. Whoa, you're leaving a paper trail.
He did what?
He told Zhang to sign a legal note obligating him to pay $800,000, which is more than half of 1.3. So Zhang was only going to get $500,000 out of this. 1.3 is up for grabs.
Does it say anything about Zhang owing Liao money?
No, but I think Liao... Liao lost... suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency, so I think he was trying to make up his losses. You mean, why have they mentioned the cryptocurrency?
He was trying to make up his losses.
Yeah. So
Liao... sacrificing his mate's legs.
Yeah.
Mate, it's not my legs.
It's been a hard month for me, man. I'm going to need your little toes. I'm going to need your little toes, bro. It's been hard.
I thought I was going to get 1.3 mil for this.
No, what it is, we'll go half, yeah? So you get 500,000, I get 800,000. Yeah,
half. Split down the middle, sounds,
yeah. Cool.
That sounds fair.
the local media outlet, Taiwan News, reported that Liao told Zhang that gangsters were pursuing him. Yeah, bro, I got some gangsters pursuing me. I'm going to need your legs. Wait, they're going to break your legs. No. The gangsters are pursuing me. So I need your legs. Okay.
How am I supposed to run away from the gangsters if I give them my legs?
Okay. All right, cool. So what do you need me to do? Yeah, all right, bruv. So here's some dress. Yeah, basically, that's what happened. Oh, my God. On the 26th of January, 2023, Liao and Zhang rode around Taipei on a motorbike at night, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite whilst riding the vehicle in the late evening. Oh my god,
how cold was it,
bro? How can it be that that is the wackest excuse?
But he's not, you know what, yeah, it sounded like they thought it through, kind of, but they really hadn't thought this through, had they?
Yeah. I'm a nurse, right? Imagine that. I'm not a nurse, but I'm a nurse in a hospital, right? And someone comes in and has double frostbite. I'm presuming up to the knee, yeah? Because let's say legs amputated, it's at least up to the knee. How did that happen? Jumped out the shower, rode around on a motorbike, and I didn't dry my legs. Frostbite. What? I've never even heard of that. I've never even heard of that. You couldn't even like climb a mountain or something, or say you climbed a mountain, found a mountain. You couldn't even say you falling asleep in the bath.
Found a mountain.
Climb it.
Like George Ezra.
Yeah. Fall asleep in the bath, maybe. But ride a motorcycle for so long that your legs fall off. Fell asleep in an ice bath. Easy to get your hands on an ice bath nowadays. Everyone's doing it. There's no medical.
Passed out.
There's no medical training for it. Passed out in an ice bath because it was so cold. Passed out. Wasn't all the way in. Yeah. That's it. Whoa.
Just up to the knees.
But yeah, just days before, Zhang bought several expensive policies for life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance. Bro, again, you don't. This is not.
A few days before. I'm telling you, man, this was not planned very well.
Listen. I believe when insurance was invented, because
it was,
these scams happened and they worked once or twice, maybe. Yeah.
That's how they got wise to it.
Now in today, you cannot, it's like Yilikadikaday. You can't fall for that now. You can't fall for Yilikadikaday anymore. No, you can't fall for that. So a medical staff sensed something was amiss whilst assessing him. So what motorcycle do you have? What do you mean? Yeah, what motorcycle do you have? You're riding on?
Frostmaster 3000.
The Frostmaster. His legs bore no shoe or sock marks. So if you want to have a convincing bit of frostbite, you need shoe and sock marks, because obviously your socks and your shoes are on most of the time. And his injuries appeared perfectly symmetrical. I put the word perfect in, but his injuries appeared symmetrical, which is inconsistent with naturally occurring frostbite injury. So don't tell me he's got two perfect lines like up perfectly around like his half of his calf.
It would have been okay if it was the ice bath.
Yeah. And here's the kicker, Sean. Oh. The ice bath would have worked.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. I didn't even realise. I walked right into that one.
Oh, things are afoot.
Oh, man. The weather on the night of January 26th was nowhere near close to below freezing. The coldest temperature was about 42 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, in English,
5 or 6 degrees. I found out today that 18 degrees is 65.
Really? 1865. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's 5.5 degrees. You're right, Sean. Bang on. So, yeah. 5.5 degrees, and that's nowhere near the temperature of freezing. So
unless you were spraying your legs, like riding around and spraying it with some sort of ice spray, I still don't think that would work. These Donnies have not thought about... Come on, man.
The Bureau said, in a subtropical region, cases of severe frostbite required amputation are unheard of due to natural climatic conditions. There's not even frostbite where you're from.
How do they come?
Sorry.
Come on, man. Like, think about a better, I don't know.
It's like saying in Britain, in November, you have sunstroke. Now, it may have happened once for some reason, but it's just not. It's like saying, Sean, why didn't you turn up to work on the 15th of December? I had sunstroke, boss. Doesn't work at work, does it?
It's one of them ones, yeah. If you don't want to arouse suspicion,
yeah,
don't choose something that is so far-fetched that people are going to raise their eyebrows and look into this. Yeah. Frostbite case, probably look into that.
Yeah, 100%. All right, I'll tell you what's less crazy. Double snake bite. Find a snake that bites you and you know that...
I was asleep.
Yeah, you go. Double snake bite. It bit one leg, I kicked around, it bit me again. Believable, right? There we go.
It was intense. I was in a tent.
Yeah. Exactly. Or I don't know if tetanus works like this, but some sort of disease that would affect the leg and it needs to go. Rub some barbed wire on you.
Rub some polio on you.
Rub some polio on you and then let it, you know, walk around. Let it like get in there. But both men...
Tesla.
Oh, they found the plastic bucket used to freeze his feet.
Oh, so my didn't God. Even throw it away.
Insurance documents, a white polystyrene box for dry ice, 8 mobile phones. I mean, that's just suspicious in itself. Eight phones, isn't it?
What are they 8 phones for?
And a tablet computer. I think they just, you know, they confiscate everything. I mean, listen, 8 mobile phones by themselves, not a crime.
No, but it sounds like some scamming is happening.
Exactly. Maybe he tried to do something smart, like he bought on each phone, he bought 1 kilogram of dry ice. It was like, that'll spread the suspicion around if they think it's 8 people. So local media citing the prosecutors reported that Zanger claimed 7,200 from one insurer, but this money would be seized. So he didn't even get any money.
You got no peas, no legs, yeah. And jail time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
oh, it's a bad day at the office.
And we could have been reading about this over here in the UK, Sean, because when someone tries to fake an injury or exaggerate a claim, yeah, in the UK, the insurance fraud department said that the opportunistic fraud, which is what it's called, has surged from 61% from March 2022 to April 2023. So people have been doing a lot more fraudiness in the UK. But guys, I just want to say fraud is wrong. Don't do it. But I mean, come on. Don't go.
It's level, isn't it?
Come on, man. You got to have a better excuse if you're going to do it.
We're not saying that. Shit. Like, come better. Like, that we're not saying to Zhang, like, to come with a better idea next time.
Yeah, but now you spoil it for everyone because South Korea has amended its law for the prevention of insurance fraud to punish offenders more severely with up to 10 years in prison or a $37,000 fine. So you can get, yeah, $37,000 in the hole you can be for that, bruv. You get me? And the FBI estimates that an annual $400 to $700 is the average family US's insurance. No, $400 to $700 of an average family's insurance premiums go to covering fraud insurance costs. Well, I don't know about that because I'm more interested in the fact that somebody thought they could get away with that as a crime. That's a wild one, isn't it?
I've lost both my legs. They probably won't look into it.
Yeah.
They'll probably just be really, really upset for me and just give me whatever it is. And I'm like,
but I mean, the moral of the story is, if there is a moral of the story, is if you're going to do a crime, one, I think don't do a crime that hurts anyone directly like that.
Get better friends.
Yeah. Fight the power. Fight the system. Let's not ask your friend to freeze their legs.
Get better friends.
There was always that kid at school that did weird stuff to get, like, you know, attention, right? Or to get, like, accepted by the group. Am I right in thinking that? There's always, like, the gang.
Yeah, but this does feel money motivated, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, there's probably a kid at school that was like that. If you gave them a fiver, they'll do something silly, like they would tell Sir he's a dickhead or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Lick the urinal, bro. Go and lick the urinal. I'll give you a favour. I never did stuff like that at school. I was more like, I'm not saying I did this, but I was more like lean over to the right with a bit of paper and throw it over the teacher's shoulder so it looked like someone else sitting next to me did it. Because I had long arms, you could do that from an angle and, like, lean back and chill.
This guy's
and the teacher would turn around and be like,
people.
Who did that? This side of the classroom is staying for detention. And I'd be like,
bleh. What about Stretch Armstrong over here, though, miss?
Like, shut up, you're a grass man. Snitches get stitches, you know? You're a fed man. You're such a police officer, man. I should call 999. That's your number, innit, bruv?
We do some dumbness, like climb out the window and then go back round and knock on the door.
Oh, that was funny. That was a ground floor classroom. Didn't someone do that like 3 times and the teacher didn't notice? Do you think
it was maths?
Do you think that the teachers didn't notice or they just didn't want to give you any attention? Because I couldn't believe some of the stuff that teachers let go over their head. All right, do you think is this genuine ignorance? 2. Didn't give a fuck. 3. So worn down that they were just like, in their head, they're going,
nothing left.
3 more years and I've got my pension. I'm out.
Also,
I don't care.
They're already on like a beach and
just
sipping cocktails. Bruff,
they're already on their round the world cruise. They're round the world cruise. They're already on it. They're sipping a pina colada right now. And the noise that you're making, jumping out the window and walking back around into the classroom again, is nothing because they are out, bruv. They're on.
They
started as a teaching assistant, yeah? They're now a head of department, right? They just want out, man. Do you get me? I feel like some teachers
were
like that.
Let's all be honest as well, man. Like, secondary school kids, worse than it.
At our school, I've got to say, there's a lot of tall stories that I hear from people about school, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. It's not a brag, but I'm like, some of the stuff I was like, rah. So the teachers are like, do you know what? They're just being silly, and that's what kids are meant to do. So let me just let them do that. You get me?
I suppose as well, when you have things like people coming in into the school with like peds and like smashing people up with baseball, like cricket bats and stuff, and then rolling out.
Allegedly,
when someone jumps out of a window, you go, meh.
Yeah.
Can be worse.
Oh man, yeah. It's wild, man. Anyway, I think on that glorious note, I think it's time we step out of here. I've got another cool story to tell you, but I have to save it for next week's episode. Right, Sean, How to Kill an Hour. Make sure you find us on Facebook at How to Kill an Hour, Instagram at How to Kill an Hour, Twitter at How to Kill an Hour. Thank you for all the support, for all of the jokes online. Appreciate those of you who are coming through to the podcast to listen to us. Oh, I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on socials. Where can we find you, Sean?
Oh bro, I told you not to. Nowhere. Bye.
Nowhere, bye. Also check the YouTube for the video we've got up for the the Noah tap as well. You can see it in all its essence. We'll be in your ear hole soon. Big up. Love yourself. Peace.
In a bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.